Welcome to the Hustle and Flowchart Podcast with your hosts, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the third episode of the Flow. No, that was wrong.
Flow and Hustle.
I don't even know my own name. Hustle and
Flowchart
Podcast.
The Hustle and Flowchart Podcast. It's a play on words from the Hustle and Flow movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So now you won't forget it.
I won't forget that. My name is Joe Hustle Fear.
I'm Matt Flowchart Wolf.
I don't think that's going to stick.
No, it just doesn't flow, does it?
Oh, yeah. And we're all about the flow, baby.
Well, today's episode, we're actually going to be talking about podcasting a little bit. Mm. You know, we're all about systems. We're all about processes and automation and how to systematize your business. And as you've probably noticed by now, we have a podcast. So we thought we would talk about some of the systems behind the podcast.
Well, this is technically our hustle day of the hustle and flow chart month, because we kind of outline it all per month.
Yeah.
Which we are doing tomorrow, actually, a nice monthly exercise.
We are
a whole monthly calendaring exercise of our entire year. But
after we're presented awards for being marketers of the month.
Hoo-yah!
Was that presumptuous of me?
A little bit. That's okay. We're putting it out there. It's in the universe, man. It's all woo-woo and stuff. So the way we like to look at it is, yeah, we got a little bit of hustle. We got a lot of hustle, but we got the hustle and we got the flow in our business. So the way that we've been, and this goes into really what we're talking about, but like this part of the month, we're about, what, halfway through the month of January as we record this.
And right.
This turns into more of the busier time of the month for us because we've kind of structured it that way. Let's be honest. Like that's where, I don't know if we'll always record podcasts this way, but we might move it to the beginning of the month. But this is when we write a lot of our newsletter, some of our other stuff out there that goes out. But the rest of the month, we're really, really dialing in those systems.
Yeah. And flow. You know, what we want to talk about is the system behind the podcast. And, you know, Joe kind of hinted at it a little bit, but one of our big things and the reason I've always been able to keep up with podcasts and the reason we'll continue to keep up with this podcast is the fact that one of the big, big systems of podcasting is called batching, right? So we're going to do a weekly podcast where, you know, these episodes, these first three kind of came out in rapid succession to kind of go along with the launch of this podcast. But we're going to actually start having guests on this podcast and we're going to actually only focus on the podcast one day a week. That's it. One day a week. One day a month. Sorry. I misspoke. Joe's right. We're going to focus on this podcast.
You think we hustle that hard?
One day a month, not one day a week.
You think we would really do this every week?
God. So we're going to have a weekly podcast where we spend 12 days a year on it.
Yeah. So that is actually kind of, you know, mind blowing for a lot of people who think of a podcast. I mean, I know most people who I've talked to and said, hey, you know, podcasts are amazing because you just get introduced to this pre-indoctrinated audience in iTunes or SoundCloud or wherever you're at that are totally into your topic, and you're a captive audience. Like you're just, that's all they're listening to is them in the car with you talking to them. Whatever you want to say is what they're hearing. So podcasts, it's where it's at, and it doesn't have to be hard. It can be something that's systemized in a day a month. It could be 2 days a month, however you wish to do it, but there is a better way than doing it, say, every day. Like there are a lot of podcasters actually with, you know, 7 days a week podcasts.
Yeah.
And they're literally podcasting every day, or they do it like batch it in a day for the week and then edit it throughout the rest of the time. We know some people who do that. That is more for people who have this as like their full-time gig, podcasting. That's not something that we're into. We've actually tried that before and it didn't work that well. We didn't make a lot of money. But then the second we started thinking about this thing is like, all right, let's batch this sucker. Let's figure out a way how we can add this into our business everyday thing. Look at podcasting more as a marketing tool, not make money immediately with podcasting tool thing.
You know? Right.
That
right.
just doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the core sort of concept we like to teach around podcasting. Is that I think most people think of podcasting as that business model.
It's not a business model. Yeah.
Right. People think of it as like this, that my business is a podcaster and I make my money from podcasting. And we all have these, you know, grand ideas of let's get on calls and talk to people all day long and the sponsors will pay me the big bucks. Well, the reality of the matter is if you want to make, let's say, $40 a month off your podcast, you need like 10,000 downloads a month to get it. It's, you know,
you need numbers, to be a Timmy Ferris or a whatever, a John Lee Dumas.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys are getting in the millions of downloads a month, and that's why their podcast is really bringing in the bucks for them. But the reality is that's not what most podcasters are going to make. The reality is the real money in podcasting comes from the connections that you're going to make through podcasting. So, you know, we've always kind of had this concept of if I was to email someone that I didn't really know that well, but there's someone I looked up to in business, but I don't really know them that well. And I was to say, hey, do you mind if I grab you for 15 minutes? I'd love to pick your brain and learn about, you know, whatever it is you do or teach. Chances are I'm not even going to get a reply to that email.
Ow, my head hurts. Why would you pick my brain like that? You know, rude.
There's a good chance we're not going to even get a reply. You probably just won't even hear from that person again. However, if I was to email somebody and say, you know, I've got this podcast. I'd love to talk to you about X and put it in front of my audience. Would you be interested in jumping on a call with me for 20 minutes so I can put this podcast out there?
Hell yes.
Most times they're going to get back to you. You know, most times they're going to appreciate the fact that there's something in it for them. You're going to get them in front of your audience. And most people like that. So that networking, that ability to use podcasting as a way to connect with people, that's where the real power of podcasting is. Growing that network, getting to know a ton of people, learning from those people. I mean, you are going to be learning a ton of good stuff along the way from some of these people. So, you know, that's where the value really comes in from podcasting. And that's why since 2010, I've kind of always had a podcast going on of some form.
And it truly is something like it, this gives you the license to pick people's brains. And Matt's over here recording me.
I was trying to get it on Instagram, but I can't figure out how to do an Instagram story. I'm Instagram dyslexic. Sorry.
Yeah. Come on, you millennial. No, but podcast literally is just a pure license to pick people's brains, and it opens the door in ways that like no other thing would do. You know, like you can ask people to do a guest post on your blog for whatever it is, and they're probably going to look at your blog for a while and scrutinize and be like, it might not be a good fit, or oh, what's your email size, or how much traffic do you have? Whereas you got the podcast, and there's really no metric out there that people can see to gauge whether you're like a Tim Ferriss podcast or if you're some dude in his garage that just started up last night. Obviously, it depends on the amount of episodes and ratings help. But really, that's all they have to go off of. Mm-hmm. Other than that, they're not seeing how many subscribers you have, how many downloads you have, none of that. So they're kind of flying blind.
Yeah.
And as are you if you ever go on someone's podcast, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to ever be dishonest or try to give the impression that you're bigger than you are. You know, no. Don't ever email somebody and say, hey, I get 100,000 downloads a month. When you really get 10. And said, you want to be on my podcast, right? But if you just never bring up how many listeners you have, you just kind of tell somebody, hey, I've got a podcast. I've got a good audience who loves my show. Would you like to be on my show? Most people are going to be interested in that opportunity, even though they have no idea how big your audience is. Just the fact that you're willing to put them in front of their audience, most people's egos are going to say, cool, that sounds good to me. I'm interested.
Yeah, and it blows me away a little bit if people are having a whole like podcast course or whatever on how to do a podcast. I mean, I'm just like, it really isn't rocket science. You have to think about logistics a little bit. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into it in terms of like, you know, actually the editing, but you can actually do it very simply.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't get too deep into the weeds, but literally our first podcast today was us in Matt's truck on the top of a mountain inside of that looks over San Diego, and literally we talked into his iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first episode. You can listen to it on iTunes right now, but that was done literally just driving up there. Hey, cool, there's a parking spot, sweet, all right, yeah, got all these weirdos looking at us that are wondering what the hell we're doing in the car, but it was fine. We did it. It was like 17 minutes long or whatever, and that's a podcast.
Like
you can Russell Brunson
His Marketing in the Car podcast.
Yeah, he does a podcast while he drives to his office every morning.
Yeah.
How easy is that? Like, literally, you can just throw on your headphones that has a little built-in microphone in there, hook that up to a recorder in your iPhone, boom, start talking.
Yeah.
You got yourself a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the impression of podcasting is that it's a... Well, first of all, that it's a difficult business model, which it is if you're trying to treat it as a business model, but also that there's a lot of technical aspects, and that's just simply not true. It's not a lot of technical aspects. It's not a time-consuming project. It's not any of that. You can literally focus on podcasting one day a month. Grab your iPhone, put in your headset, and record 4 15-minute episodes. You're set for the next month. It can be that simple. And then, you know, we hire editors. We are outsourcers. We hire an editor. So we drop those audios in a Dropbox. Our editor picks them up, adds their intro, adds their outro, uploads them to the cloud, wherever, for us. Mm-hmm. And our podcast is online.
Yeah. And then we write up some show notes. There's another person on our team that can do that for us. So we don't have to sit through. Obviously, we help with some links and all that stuff, resources. But the show notes are important. You can get it transcribed if you wish and make these things into a more of an SEO play.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all of these things that a podcast can lend itself to. But it has to be looked at. And the big key thing is it's content, but it also a way to make amazing connections, and it can grow your list and sell products, but just think that's a byproduct.
Yeah.
That's going to come a little later. And that's really how Matt and I failed in the years past. Even though we pushed through, but I would call it a mini failure when we really put our eggs in the baskets, you know, thinking like, okay, let's get our subscriber numbers up. We're going to get all of these ratings up. We're going to go after some, we're going to woo some affiliates or sponsorships that are going to pay us, you know, at least worth the time that we're spending. And it never really panned out. No. Probably would have, but not to where we could take this if we sold our own stuff or affiliate products.
That's true. But how many amazing connections did we make along the way because of podcasting?
So many. That's the thing is I always approach this in a slightly different way than Matt did in terms of connections. You know, like I did a lot of in-person stuff, you know, but Matt did a lot of the podcasting stuff. I mean, we both did it together as well, but either way, like the whole point was to make connections, and it's podcasting allows you to just really connect with anyone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if they're at some seminar or, you know, it's a marketing meetup. Now you can just literally seek them out on Twitter and be like, all right, boom, direct message them. That's usually hooked to their phone. So it's probably going to message them right away. And you say, hey, I'm interested in doing a little podcast. Check out my show. I'd love to have you. You know, I think you'd be great with my audience.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
So it's not rocket science.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think with this episode, we wanted to be fully sort of transparent about, you know, the way we're putting out this podcast. We're always going to put out great content, stuff that you love, that you're going to learn from, but we're focusing on this podcast one day a month, and it's going to be a weekly podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're creating systems around it to make sure that it keeps on going and it keeps on flowing smoothly, and that it's basically a way to automate networking almost.
And that's an amazing way to put it, because that networking, it's going to set up like a referral system so we can get more guests,
mm-hmm.
meet more people, get more opportunities.
Yeah. And I mean, our only sort of monetization strategy, the only way we really plan to make money from this podcast is by telling people that if you want to dive deeper into this stuff, check out our Evergreen Profits letter. For example, issue number 2 talks all about podcasting. Normally our newsletter is 16 pages. This one, we actually went 20 pages and had to throw in a bunch of supplement information on a separate webpage members area we went so deep into how to create your podcast, how to, you know, the philosophy behind it, how to get guests. We even gave you email templates, you know.
It's like, true. Those things are gold too.
You literally get a doc file when you buy issue number 2, and this doc file has copy and paste emails that you can use to reach out to get people on your podcast, that you can reach out to get on other people's podcasts. Thank you email. So after you've recorded an interview, you send them this email to try to ask them to refer you to more people that you can potentially podcast. That's actually issue number 2 of the Evergreen Profits letter, which if you go to evergreenprofits.com/products, you can find all of our back issues there. But that's pretty much our only monetization plan. I'm not really doing a hard pitch or anything. I'm just letting you know that you could learn more about some of the stuff that we talk about inside that newsletter.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're serious, and this is the thing too, is podcasting comes with on two fronts. There's the host and there's the guest. And you got to think, it's easy to become a guest. So if you have no desire to really have your own podcast and manage this stuff.
Why?
I know. Really, I know. I was going to circle back to that, dude.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, oh, this heavy lifting of a podcast, which really isn't that heavy lifting. You could just be a guest, and you can just approach it in the way of, okay, I'm going to talk to some dude's audience or some lady's audience that connects with, you know, and then you become the authority because you're kind of put on a pedestal, more or less. You know, you're in the spotlight.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the old way of thinking. And I think that's where a lot of people think, is that it's going to be a lot of work for podcasting. But really, in all reality, and this is exactly what Matt's saying and what we outlined in that second issue of the EGP letter, is that there is a better way and there's a template to follow that makes this so dang simple. Like, even with the editing and all of that, I think we even give some resources there.
Yep.
The exact resources we use. But that stuff can be systemized where literally you record. We're Matt and I are sitting across the desk from each other right now. I'm holding a mic. He has a nice little mic thing, but you can just be ghetto with your iPhone.
Yeah.
and sit in your garage, like I said, and then boom, send that sucker to your editor. They publish it and all that. You got yourself a podcast. So still be a guest though on other people's podcasts, because that's a way to promote your podcast or your products as well.
For sure. Yeah, we like hitting it from both angles.
Yeah.
Doing our own podcast and getting people to come to us and going up and chasing people to be on their podcast.
For sure. And you got to think, it's open door all around, man. So it's all about the connections, who you know, and staying consistent. That's the big thing, too, is consistency with podcasts. So,
faux cheesy.
But you can do that with 1 day a month.
1 day a month. 12 days a year. I like 12 days a year better.
That actually sounds bigger and better.
Yeah, 12 days a year sounds a little less daunting than 1 day a month. I don't know why.
Yeah. So, yeah. If you want to make some badass connections, and I guarantee you'd make more than, you know, 12 days worth of, or 12 connections in those 12 days of work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Basically, you're going to make a shit ton of connections, and it's going to be completely worth it, and you should.
You're going to know a lot of people.
You're going to know a lot of people, and my phone has Siri talking to me right now, thinking I'm talking to it, but I'm not.
And on that
I
note,
I think it's time to wrap this sucker up, and you guys should.
From Top Gear. And on that bombshell,
we're out of here.
We're out of here. Check out evergreenprofits.com/products to grab our back issues. Mm-hmm. You're going to love them. It's, you know, we pretty much pour our heart and soul into these letters. It's pretty much everything we know goes into these letters. So definitely you want to be a subscriber if you're not.
And if it doesn't fit in the pages, we are loading that sucker with some video content online.
Yeah. We also have a book coming out. I think I can announce that because this is going to be released after the book's already out.
We do have a book coming out. It's going to be pretty fat.
But we don't have the name for it yet. So more on that in a future episode.
So, yeah, you probably know the name before we do right now. That's weird Inception stuff right there.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We're out of here. Getting delirious.
See you guys later. Go to evergreenprofits.com/products.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Now, if you don't know already, myself and my partner, Joe Fear, every single week, we put together this killer weekly newsletter that's completely free. If you go to theweeklyprofit.com, you can get on this weekly newsletter. And what we do with this newsletter is we scour the internet. We read every piece of content, listen to blog posts, check out new software and tools. And we distill down the best of the best into a weekly newsletter and deliver it directly to your inbox every single week. So head over to theweeklyprofit.com and make sure you're signed up to receive that weekly newsletter. You're going to love it. Thanks so much again for listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. We'll see you in the next one.